I see. How many fellas did you kiss before me?
Good night, everybody.
The opening is going to get so long that the rest of the podcast will be 2 minutes. All right. Lou, we're just getting the bare news because nobody wants to hear about everybody inside anymore. Television personality Christian Cavallari and former football quarterback Jay Cutler announced Sunday that they're getting a divorce. The pair is splitting after 10 years as a couple and nearly 7 years of marriage. Lou? If those two kids can't make it, what good are we?
It's definitely not a money thing. Well, who knows? He's unemployed, isn't he?
Yeah, but he got the big contract at the end. I don't know. You never know with those guys. Yeah. Obviously, he doesn't have to work for the rest of his life, but like you were talking about earlier, it only goes so far. If it's
where did he end up? Denver?
No, Dolphins, was it?
I think.
He ended his career with the Dolphins.
He ended with the Dolphins. How fitting.
How fitting, indeed, Lou. So, Jay Cutler's on the market. Ladies?
Yeah, there you go, get your, guys. Christy Cavallari's on the market.
There you go. She's got bucks, too. She's on the hills. She's got hills. Anyway.
Oh, Lufa boy. Oh, Lufa boy.
Bears 2020 draft class. You ready, Lou?
I'm ready.
Second round, they did the tight end, Cole Schmidt.
Okay.
Schmidt from Notre Dame.
He doesn't make the team. Go ahead.
Oh, this is good. Round two, 50th pick. CB quarterback Jalen Johnson of Utah.
Jalen Johnson of Utah.
Yay or nay?
I'm gonna give him a mild yay.
A mild yay. Okay, Jalen's gonna make the team.
Yeah, he'll make it till.
There we. We got three picks in round five, the 155th pick.
Jalen's got just as good a chance as Trubisky, I think, right now at this point.
Outside linebacker Trevis Gipson from Tulsa, Lou.
Oh, keeper. Definitely. Woo-hoo! Get it on. Name, everything right there.
Round five, 163rd pick, another cornerback, Lou. Wow. Kendall Vildor from Georgia Southern. Mr. Vildor.
He will be
beat out by Jalen.
Jalen, yes, but he has unusual speed.
Oh.
So he'll either be a defensive halfback or a wide receiver.
Maybe on the practice squad. Who knows?
No. He's gonna wear the black and blue.
All right, Lou, fifth round, 173rd pick. Wide receiver Darnell Mooney from Tulane. That's a good football name, Lou.
Oh, not only that, but he comes from a good city. Good city, New Orleans. Yeah, he's a keeper. Wow. He's gonna be one to read about.
Lou, I'm so shocked.
Time Chicago got one.
Most of them are keepers. Round seven, the 226th pick was again, outside linebacker, I guess. Arlington Hamburg, or is it offensive line, OL?
Offensive line.
All right, offensive line. Get this name.
No, outside linebacker.
Outside linebacker, yeah.
Yeah, because he'd either get a G if he was a guard.
Would it be offensive? I don't know how they...
Well, look at this, our football program. We don't even know the acronym.
Let's move on.
All right.
Arlington Hambright, Lou, from Colorado. The great Arlington Hambright.
Please be a guard.
No, he's the either an outside linebacker or an offensive line.
If he's on the offensive line, he's staying.
Yes, he is. I want Hambright to take good old number 69. So.
Oh, yeah. Tyree Cohen pulling behind Hambright.
Round seven, Lou. The 227th pick. Again, I'm going to say offensive lineman, Lashavius Simmons of Tennessee State.
Lashavius Simmons of Tennessee State. Let's see. We're going to go to a phone-in caller here. Yes. Yes, phone-in caller. Hang on. Can you hear me, anonymous phone-in caller?
I think I can.
Okay. Your question for the Chicago Bears is, hit it, Kamish.
Will this guy make the team or not make the team? He's the outside linebacker, Lasavius Simmons from Tennessee State. Will he make the team or not make the team?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
There we have it from our anonymous caller.
Lou, we have some Eddie Pinto news.
Eddie Pinto!
He will have competition come training camp. The Bears signed Ramiz Ahmed last week. I think that guy tried out last year. And Pinto is looking forward to the competition. Pinto says, last year I had to compete against 8 different guys, so I don't think that's going to change. Hopefully it's not 8 again. I will definitely expect competition. Lou, do you think Pinto is going to be our kicker?
Yes.
All right. He's going to hold off on that.
I mean, he went through the great mindfuck of 2019.
Oh, that was just beautiful.
I mean, that was brutal. Pinto made it. Yes.
Pinto survives that. He survives the challenge of one guy. Okay.
That's it.
We're the world news source, of course, Lou, of Kyle Schlong, the continuing adventures of retired Chicago Bears superstar Kyle Long. This week, Lou, do you know what iRacing is?
Yes, I do. I just heard about it the other day.
All right. Well, apparently Kyle Long does. He owns an iRacing team, Lou. And he did this when he was laid up for a year.
Which year?
Which year? Throwing some shade on Kyle. He has two cars in the series. One of them is a Kyle Schlong Ford Mustang with the number 75 man on the side.
All right.
The same number he wore for the Chicago Football
Bears. Who's driving it for him?
Some guy virtually online.
No, they have real race car drivers doing it.
Well, yeah, they do because they practice the simulations. What they do is they photograph all these racetracks, and you can drive on those racetracks, you know.
Can you bet on them?
I don't know if they have betting, but that would be interesting because, hey, everything's equal in iRacing.
Yes, it is.
That was on my fortune cookie last week. All right.
All right.
Lou, if you're asking, here we go. Lou's fashion choices. I looked up some reasons for the shorts year-round look that, of course, you invented. Here was one. Perhaps it's a way to tell the world how macho they are. Who's not a man, the wearer appears to be signaling? I'm wearing shorts and whether or not fit for man or beast, and you're not. Lou, what do you think of that excuse for hipsters wearing shorts?
Well, first of all, I'm in the category of wearing shorts and having bathed. So no hipster about it at all.
So hygiene's part of wearing shorts.
Wear shorts over leggings?
Sometimes, yes.
That's the messenger look, right?
Yeah, somewhat. There are other names for it, depending on the weave of the tights.
Gotcha.
All right. So, Lou, we're going to have...
No, that doesn't even stick. She's not even close.
I saw two hipsters today in shorts, although it is shorts weather. It's
sure.
It's a cool breeze from the lake.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get right up your...
That'll keep the boys cool.
That's right. All right. Finally, Lou, your power rankings of the week.
Here we go.
If you had to power rank the following 4 types of automobile competition, what order would you put them in? NASCAR type on-track racing, drag racing, demolition duty... duty. He said duty. Demolition derby, or cannonball run style cross-country racing, Lou.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, NASCAR doesn't even stand a chance.
That's number 4, yes. What would be number 3?
I tell you, you hit me with that cannonball on the end, so I got to put drag racing.
Drag racing on 3s.
Yep.
And number 2 would be?
It got to be the cannonball run.
Yep. May number 1, the Demolition Derby.
Demolition Derby.
Have you ever attended a Demolition Derby?
Yes.
All right. And where was the racetrack?
Riverside Park, Agawam, Massachusetts.
What were the circumstances?
We got in the car and we went to the demolition derby.
Did you go as a family or with the Lou Dickman trio, or who'd you go with?
Well, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. Quite a few of the boys, I was not in it, but yeah, they participated. Can't really remember which ones it was.
You actually knew people who competed in the demolition derby?
Yeah, we went up to watch them. Yeah.
Remember the hot, not the Hot Wheels, but the things where you pulled the spinner out and you put the cars? They used to have a demolition derby model, and the parts would fly off when you hit them together. Do you remember that?
No, I lived that. Time and time again.
What is the count of cars that you have totaled?
Oh, I don't know. That'll be a next show.
All right, next show. All right, Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase.
Outstanding weekend!
Go Bears! Oh, well. This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Special Guest Service. When you want to see who's locked in Lou's secret closet, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell Lou lots of you.